Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Remember a guy named Louis DeJoy? Remember him? A piece of work. Remember that guy? During the last campaign, Louis DeJoy, postmaster, they put him in. What's the first thing he did? He gets rid of overtime. Packages and mail pile up. He destroys more than 700 mail sorters. These mail sorters could process 30,000 pieces of mail an hour, 700 of them around the country. Mysteriously, basically in large cities with a lot of Democratic voters. As a result, the intention was to impede the flow of absentee ballots. He went on air. He went before a committee and said it was cost-cutting. Got rid of the overtime so that they couldn't get rid of the backlog. People were seeing videos of package senders and mail senders, and it looked like a hurricane had hit them. It was just a big warehouse with a jumble of stuff that nobody had sorted. You'd think that maybe we were done with him now that Biden's in there, maybe get rid of Louis DeJoy. Well, guess again, here's the impediment, and then here's the solution. Louis DeJoy just came out and admitted that they are in the process of getting rid of first-class mail, getting rid of it. First-class mail, and get rid of it. You want to send something quick, first-class? According to him, go to UPS or FedEx. They are going to be shippers of third-class mail, according to Louis DeJoy. You know, the brochures, the advertisements, you know, in political campaigns or marketing departments, you go down, you have to pre-sort it yourself, you give it to them, and they say, we'll send it out when we get around to it. Maybe it'll go out today, but maybe it'll go out 2 weeks from now. Third-class mail. Why can't we get rid of this guy? Why can't we get rid of this guy? We can't get rid of this guy because the Postmaster General is appointed by the Board of Governors, not by the President. The Board of Governors are Trump types. That's why they appointed Louis DeJoy. They don't like absentee ballots. They like to pander to the FedExes and the UPSs. They want to privatize and eliminate the post office. But they have a problem. The post office was created by George Washington, and it's mentioned in the Constitution. Oh, that problem. Okay. Well, they'll keep a skeleton of some sort. A couple of guys sending out third-class mail. Now, we can stop this, but here's how we stop it. The president does appoint the governors, but they have terms. There are four appointments up. If Biden gets four people in there who are good, solid, honest people, honest Americans who don't want to destroy the post office, that will slow this up and make it difficult to do. And then when he gets a fifth appointment out of nine, we'll get a new postmaster in there. But the fact is that right now the Republicans are slowing up Joe Biden's cabinet appointments. And as important as the post office board is, his cabinet is very important. They're slowing it up, attacking people, attacking his OMB designee, attacking his health and human services designee. Some of them even attacked his agriculture nominee. They're trying to slow everything down so that he can't get around. He can get around, but they won't get around. They keep bankers' hours. Senate hours are worse than bankers' hours. They come in burping and yawning, middle of the morning. We only have a few hours today. Oh, we'll talk about Secretary of State. Okay. Well, how about doing two things at once? How about maybe doing Secretary of State? And let's just get these four appointments in the post office board. No, that's too much. We have to think about it. Take a long lunch. Congratulate each other. Burp, yawn, come back. Stand at a lectern in a polished hallway. the Cruises, the Hawleys, people like that, lying about the election. That's the Senate. Extremely lazy. They don't do anything. Now, here is the problem. Under the Republicans, there's been an effort to get rid of the post office for a lot longer than you think. In 2006, when George W. Bush was president and they had the Congress, they pushed through a law that said the post office has to pre-fund its pensions for 75 years. In other words, through the year 2096. That takes about $5 billion a year, just for that alone. And the Republicans in Congress won't fund the post office. And they say, oh, see, it's not profitable. We should get rid of it. They haven't told FedEx they have to pre-fund their pensions for 75 years. They haven't told UPS they have to pre-fund their pensions for 75 years. Only the post office. Why the post office? I believe in solvent pension funds. I believe in pension funds that are 100% solid, like the Wisconsin pension fund. You want to look at a bad one? Look at Illinois. They're about $225 billion in debt on their pensions alone because they keep goosing the pensions up, and it's politically easier not to pay for it. And that's what's happened. You can't have that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about solid contributions every year so that you have a solvent pension fund. We're talking about pre-funding it for 75 years. This attack on the post office has got to stop. The truth of the matter is that the people who benefit from it most frequently are people in rural areas, and many of them have voted for Republicans. And somehow they continue to vote for Republicans even with this attack. Well, the purpose of this radio station and my purpose is get the word out. Louis DeJoy is not a friend of rural America. The Republican Party are not friends of rural America. They will get rid of first-class mail if somehow Biden doesn't get his governors on there pretty quick and get Louis DeJoy out of there. And they will eventually wreck the post office and privatize it and then phase it out of existence. And they will say, a Republican judge will say, okay, George Washington liked it quite a bit. In fact, he put it in the Constitution, but the laws of economics and the fact that King Charles I had a blonde beard and all sorts of English constitutional law, blah, 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 blah. And they just pull a Slipknot. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. They're not kidding us. So the fact is, Biden has to get his appointments in. He's got to get them in quick. Four of them. Get him in. Get him in. If they knife, the Republicans are trying to knife Neera Tanden, his nominee for Office of Management and Budget. We're going to get to that in this show. Shameful. People like that, they're available. Stick them on this board. It's compensated. It's compensated. They can support themselves and have them take care of business. Get Louis DeJoy out there. Put him in a toxic waste disposal heap. That's where he belongs. He's bad news, very bad news. It's like having an internal saboteur who's destroying one of the great institutions in this country. Really one of the great institutions in this country. And then have pension experts look at their pension fund, which is now the fattest in the whole country because it's pre-funded by 75 years, and do the right thing and make sure that it's 100% funded as we go along, but careful about what that takes. And then Congress has got to appropriate it, has got to appropriate it. All right, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.